Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, the Jonathan Kuminga situation feels like it's coming to a head. There's a deadline on October 1st. Training camp starts before then, though, so it likely is going to wrap up before then, but clearly they're trying to figure this out. Kuminga's still with three options. He can sign the qualifying offer for 7.9. He can sign an updated offer from the Warriors for, it looks like they've offered him a two-year deal, a three-year deal, coupled with team options, some with none, but none with a player option, which is what he wants. And they could also sign and trade him if they like a deal that's out there, but they haven't so far.
Can I read something to you that is out on Twitter right now at NBA Central, Steiny? And Evan sent this to us. We appreciate it, E. This is from Dalton Johnson, Steiny, NBC Sports Bay Area. Jimmy Butler has reached out to the Warriors front office to try to understand exactly what their plan is, per Dalton Johnson. In that ESPN article, they mentioned that Draymond and Jimmy have checked in and reached out to Jonathan Kuminga. I can confidently say that Jimmy Butler has also reached out to the team and been like, what's going on here? I just wanted to know the plan. Your thoughts on if... I thought these big dogs were included in everything. Like, I thought the big dogs were included.
I know you're
going to
get mad. That's the biggest so what I've ever, like, I could.
It sounds so like a circus.
Oh, who cares?
Francesca, it sounds like a circus. And it sounds like Jimmy Butler and Draymond want Kuminga on the team.
I wouldn't say that. They just, the report is they're asking what's going on.
And they both called Kuminga.
Oh, hey, what's up? And you know what call means? Text.
I find that interesting. Like Jimmy said against Kerr during the playoffs, I don't know who told you that. Hey, we can play together.
Steve Kerr said that.
I know that, but Jimmy kind of dispelled that.
Well, he didn't dispel it. He just said he can play with Kuminga.
I don't necessarily believe him.
Let's go to Dennis in San Francisco.
Dennis.
Hey, Dennis, how you doing?
Good. What's up, fellas?
Hey.
Sounds like the same conversation we've been having for a while.
You're right.
I love both of you. You're my favorite show. I call into all the shows sometimes, but this is my favorite show, you two guys.
Thank you.
But, you know, we've been having this same conversation for all these years, you know, and, you know, Guru, you're right, and Steiny, you're right. You guys are both right. You know, it's just the situation that the Warriors have put themselves in. And one thing that I will say about where I like Kuminga, and I really feel like that Kerr has mismanaged him as a young player ever since Jonathan was a rookie, whenever he would come in. Not every game that he came in, but a lot of games he came in, and he did very well. And then he would go back to the DNPs or 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. After, you know, I could understand his frustration. And I remember watching the game in Miami when he was a rookie and Jordan Poole. They sent everybody up north to New York or something, and it was a back to back, and they didn't want them to play like Grant. And it was Jordan Poole and Jonathan Kuminga and against Butler and Miami, and they beat him. And Poole scored like 32, and Kuminga 25. And then the next game, Kuminga gets in, he gets 18. Then after that, it's back to 5 minutes or DNPs, and that's been the story of his career. It's been up and down, inconsistent. And he doesn't, I believe what he's feeling is he doesn't trust Steve Kerr to allow him to play so he could get better. That's what he said. I think it was in his second year when he called out Kerr and said, I can't play for this guy. I can't get any better if I don't play. You guys have all played sports. I've played sports. You don't get better sitting on the bench. Wow. You know what I mean? And I'd say the same thing for Moses Moody. You know, I feel like the same thing, but I'm not at practice. I don't know what's going on with him. Whether they always kind of said I always heard that he worked hard.
Right.
But maybe there is an issue there. I don't know. I don't know as much basketball as Steve Kerr or, you know, the Warriors front office. But it just is, as a fan, it was frustrating for me to watch that kid be jerked around. And the same goes for Moses Moody. I called in here one time and said, if I was Moody's agent and Kuminga's agent, I'd say, get me the hell out of here. You know, because like you were saying, Steiny, they're throwing, it's all about Steph Curry. I love Steph Curry, but you can't, it's a team game. You've got two guys, 137, 136, you're paying them $60 million apiece. How the hell can you have anybody else on the roster?
Good stuff, Dennis, and thanks for calling, and hopefully we don't have to talk about this in about 2 weeks.
Yeah. To Dennis's point, it's not even about how you got to have somebody on the roster, and I know he didn't mean it like that. It's just you gotta find a way for them to fit.
When you say, like, you don't need to ask what's going on if you believe that the Warriors are doing everything and anything for Steph. Why do you think Draymond's still on the team?
Oh. Well, I'll say this to that.
I mean, how often have we heard people say, Steph would never let Draymond be traded? Okay.
Because he complements and enhances what Steph does.
That's great.
But there's other – you need more than just one score. And my whole point is, Steiny, are you really telling me? And it looks like I could be right. They're about to enter year 5, and you don't know how to best maximize or make Jonathan Kuminga fit? That is what's mind-boggling and frustrating to a lot of fans to me.
But I don't view it like that.
Tell me how you view
all.
It.
I don't view it like that. I view it as Jonathan Kuminga does not fit well with Curry and Jimmy Butler. And the real... how he would fit best on this team would be as a sixth man.
I'm with you.
But he doesn't want that, and I understand it. Like, but I get that.
That's his reality right now. And being a sixth man, I would tell Jonathan, that's better than getting DMPs that you were getting.
Do you think Jonathan Kuminga trusts the organization?
I don't.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, I know. So, like,
but you didn't get the divorce.
A lot of our own questions.
You're at dinner saying, I need to go my way. You need to go your way.
What can he do? What could Jonathan Kuminga have done to finish this situation off with him not being a Warrior? If his number one goal
there.
Is to not be a Golden State Warrior.
Well, that ship,
what
I believe,
has
sailed.
What has he done wrong?
Okay. It's not about right or wrong. It's about signing that 7.9 qualifying offer and lace up your boots, and you'll be up at, it'll be over in a year.
Yeah. Yep. That's what it sounds like.
I don't like it. Again, I'm not caping for Kuminga. I'm just caping for I know the dude can play. Now all of a sudden his workouts are pathetic.
He said that at the end of last year, Steve Kerr.
No, but I'm talking about our caller Anthony, who said you can look at the stuff, and I watched him working out, and he's working out with his friends, and it's not going well, and this or that, and I'm just like, now it's getting a little strong. But and then you robbed me of my hope of Steiny, maybe he had a good offseason, but it sounds like to me, whatever he's doing, he's fiddle-faddling.
But what do you mean fiddle-faddling?
Like, he's working out without the proper instruction, not the field handies.
What about the contract? Like,
he's obviously telling us he don't want to be here. I get that.
I think there's another thing going on, too. Like, I think when people say, year four, and they don't know what they got with Kuminga, and they can't make it work, and what is going on? They do know what they think of Kuminga. They think Jonathan Kuminga is a natural scorer. That's what Steve Kerr referred to him as. He's a natural scorer, and that's all.
Let's be real. Okay,
That's not what I'm saying.
Right, I got
that's the way they view him. They say, hey, look, you want to just score? You can come off the bench.
Okay.
You want to play more, then you need to score a certain way, rebound better, run the floor better, and hustle more. You got a choice.
Okay, and I'm going to put a rat on the table brought to you by Echo Pest Control. And you tell me if this is out of left field, and it'll be fine if you say so. So people laughed and mocked me about the Valkyrie game that right after the season was over, Joe Lacob and Kuminga went to. And they could have discussed mowing the lawn. They could have whatever. But I believe his future was discussed. That's just me. Steiny, Kerr has a one-year deal. And I'm wondering if there is not conflict of interest with Lacob, but Lacob not knowing what's going on with Kerr, and maybe the sale to JK is just get through this year.
That's no way to run a basketball team. I know what you're saying, and I'm not saying it's dumb at all, because I think that's what may end up happening, Goo, that he comes back and plays just for 1 year.
Because why wouldn't he be, hey, you're going to, the next 5 years, it's you, Steve, here's your deal now. I know we did this a couple years ago, but to me, that's got to mean something in all this madness.
I mean, I'm not ready to promise Kuminga the keys to the future either. Like, I'm not giving Jonathan Kuminga the keys to the car. You're listening to, not yet, you're listening to 95. This is when you get your $25 million. Play good, play well, continue to improve. And then in three more years, when you're 26 or 28, we'll talk about the big boy contract. But to me, you ain't a big boy contract player right now. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco.
Sometimes working with, go ahead. I feel like a defense attorney. I love it. It makes me think, critical thinking, and I'm not sitting here fronting to you all that I'm right. Nobody's perfect. We all are speculating, and the information that Evan Giddings sent us from Dalton Johnson, if true, and I believe it's true, because so many people, and you've mentioned it, Steinie, Draymond don't want to play with them. If they're calling and asking the organization what's going on with Rizzotto or Carter Chickering because we want to play and do a show with them, I think that speaks volumes and lets us know, like, there could be a litany of things that we don't think are going on behind the scenes that are going on behind the scenes. That's all. Jimmy Butler and Dre got to call the company or the boss to ask what's going on? I just think about
it. Draymond Green's in the war room, goo. This is not nothing that's different.
Well, maybe not as much as we thought.
I mean, goo and I have a difference of opinion on this. This is Dalton Johnson, NBC Sports Bay Area. Guru thinks it's a wow. I think it's a nothing burger of the highest order.
I can confidently say that Jimmy Butler has also reached out to the team and been like, what's going on here? I just want him to know the plan. And of course, Steph, Draymond, Jimmy, they're in the loop. I understand that. But I think Jimmy, as someone who came on last year and kind of showed, all right, you took care of me. All the drama's done. All the Miami stuff. It's just basketball for me. I'm all about basketball. When I'm on the contract for you, it's about basketball. And now I think he's saying, hey, show me that's all about basketball. We have 2 weeks until training camp. So either just pay him or move him. Like, there needs to be a decision.
Yeah, there will be.
Nah.
Chill out, Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy trying to get it done.
He's been here for 4 months.
But he thought he left the soap opera in Miami.
He was the soap opera.
I know.
And he's look.
But that bodes well for me that I feel like Jimmy wants to still play, and Draymond for that matter, with Kuminga, because they're looking at it like, what's the reality? Monk comes in here, what are we? Or we got Jonathan Kuminga who knows what to do. Does he do it all the time? No. But he's young. Let's go. I mean, and if Curry doesn't rip his hamstring or tear or tweak his hamstring, who's not saying we're playing the Thunder next year? Last year in the finals.
Oh, I mean, you've made an assumption there that they called the Warriors, Draymond and Butler, to say, you've got to sign Jonathan Kuminga. And what they don't know, apparently, if they need to find out what's going on, is that maybe Jonathan doesn't want to be here.
And again, Steinie, I'm Daryl L. Johnson I from Union City, California. All I'm telling you is I believe he don't want to be here. But I'm sharing selfishly a lifelong Warrior fan. I want him here for one more year because I think they got action if they get the good version of Jonathan Kuminga.
No action if he comes back here on a qualifying offer and doesn't want to be here.
Do you think could happen?
Every single game. Steve, why did Jonathan only play 19 minutes tonight? Hey, Steph, does the team wonder why Jonathan doesn't play more? How's Jonathan been? Has he been engaged?
You think
hey,
that's
Steph,
it?
Ah. My God, yes. Well, I mean, we've seen it for 4 years. We've seen it for 4 years. He's been the most discussed Warrior other than, like, Draymond when he punches somebody.
But you understand why he's polarizing. Like, give me some good parts of them. Everybody's throwing eggs at what? Now his workouts are in question. And I swear to you all, I love you. But what really bothers me, if this is true, and Steve was really being, he was saying a lot that day he joined Willard and Dibbs, you know, I'll say in the post-game, post-season showing up Willard and Dibbs, if my boss on any level told me I needed to do something or be somewhere to best maximize my potential and where I was at was actually interfering or not helping me maximize me being the best at my job, Steinie, in a millisecond, my ass would be where they would want me to be. So how could that go on without it being checked? And a lot of people like, oh, they told them. Are we so sure? Just a thought I have.
So what you're going to try to maintain now is the Warriors have never explained to Jonathan Kuminga what he needed to do to get more playing time. I don't know about you, but I think that's the most fundamental job any coach has, to explain to their player what they need to do to get on the court more.
I guess we were having a conversation off air with Shasky in the green room, Stani, and we were just talking about the mandates. So I guess I'm saying maybe the Warriors could have delivered that message to any player with the hammer. Like, there is no choice in this, bruh. You got to stay here.
So now, again, here we go. 10 straight years of talking about the greatness of the Warriors culture, but now we can say, yeah, Steve didn't handle that guy right. He should have given him tough love, or he should have caught, like, yeah. Super chat from The Truth. Gu and Bonte have been telling us for years we need JK and should keep him for years. Okay. Yep. Bonte and Guru, absolutely.
No, but
think
you've
JK's
taught me
got
that, Steiny. You've taught me to look at the future. And I just don't see how right now, currently, anybody could be excited about the Warrior future. Not a dude that's a stiff. A dude that can help you right
now
if you're still
about
in
the future?
Town. You know, I think in the future, at 26, Jonathan Kuminga will be the best version of himself.
But when I mention the future because I think about it. You don't.
But I'm growing.
Well, okay, I think of the future too, and I don't know if Jonathan Kuminga should or shouldn't be a part of it. Just
but right
him
now,
as a player.
Would you admit any Warrior fan saying he's the best thing going right now for your future today as you look at this roster?
Yeah, and it's like saying, it's like saying Kyle Kuzma's your guy
like
in the
Kyle
future.
Now.
Yeah, of course you do.
I feel like you can please both masters. I
you
know.
Can't. Like, that's what Kuminga doesn't want to come off the bench. Austin, I don't think. Austin in San Jose. What's up,
man,
Austin? How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, man, this is layers to this. Nice to talk to you guys, man. We act like Jonathan Kuminga is the only problem the Warriors are going to have this year. It'd be nice if we really believe that, as Guru says, they were so close to OKC. Well, first of all, I don't believe that. I think they're one player away from, you know, if Curry or Butler, one of those guys, slips up this year, either in terms of their ability based on age or injury, God forbid, all of a sudden this team becomes a 10 seed or 9 seed team, man, based on the roster. So the second half of the year, yeah, we can fixate on what we saw. But what about the first half of the year? And let me move to Coach Kerr, who went on his campaign after the season.
Wow.
I asked Steve Kerr, Steve, why did you feel the need as a 60-year-old Hall of Fame coach to go out and explain to the fans, who aren't idiots, we know who Steph Curry is. We don't need you to tell us Steph Curry is the sun and the moon. We already know that. How about you coach the team? How about you do your job and get a guy like Jonathan Kuminga to the point where if you don't like him, don't tell us what he doesn't do well. Tell us what he does well and get him off the roster and get somebody in here that you really want. But now we're in a situation where we got a guy on the roster. We've already gone on public display and said we don't really want him, yet we still offer him money. Donnie, let me move to you. I think you said sometime earlier that his value was this. Well, his value keeps going up, dude. He's up to $75 million. If he's so bad, why are the Warriors offering him this money? Mm. Did Joe Lacob get stupid all of a sudden? So all these people calling up talking about his workouts and all this stuff, there's nobody compels the Warriors players to be here in the summer. Where did that come from? Is everybody around here all summer? None of them are here.
Well,
Jonathan Kuminga being here become a big deal, Steiny?
Well,
why are we running with that as though
well,
that's
first of all,
possible?
The coach said it. The coach made a point to say it, and I think in general, young players tend to stick around.
Okay, but it's 4 years. See, he's not Pods or Post or TJD. The dude's been on the roster for 4 years. He's not compelled to be here over the summer. As long as he's developing, and again, I go back to my point.
Is he developing?
$27 million a year. $27 million a year tells me somebody thinks he has value, Chad 90.
Well,
Lacob didn't become an idiot. Lacob didn't become an idiot overnight. So if he didn't believe he had any value, would he be paying him $27 million? I mean, come on, man. Let's be reasonable here.
Well, the reasonable, Austin, appreciate the call as always, buddy, is it's, I hate to say it to you, but it's more about the salary slot than Jonathan Kuminga. What if I told you that? It's about you. You cannot lose a salary slot of Jonathan Kuminga because there's nowhere you can go with it. If you give Jonathan Kuminga $25 million a year, then you absolutely are using that and giving him that money as a trade chip. Yeah, while he's here, fine, he's making 25. But everybody knows the reason you're giving him 25 is to make it a very friendly contract to trade, which to me is still their number one option.
Like you did with Poole?
Exactly. Exactly.
I thought Poole was here forever. Wow. But my point is, Donnie,
look at it this way. They extended Poole, and they were able to trade him.
Okay.
The Warriors don't extend Kuminga, and he's still stuck here.
But
you could have paid him last year with all those other guys, and then he would have been moved by now.
The bottom line is you need him, though. You need him for your future.
I don't think you do. Okay.
And I don't think he's a stiff. I'm not saying you're calling him that. A lot of people have forgotten that this dude can play. Is he perfect? No, but get him right. Like Austin said, Coach Kerr, tell us what he does well.
He scores. He's a natural scorer. The Valkyrie season comes down to tonight. It's a win-or-go-home game, game two. Valkyries in Minnesota. 7 o'clock tip-off. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Download the app and search Valkyries. That's how you get it done. And what's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment brought to you by Moderna.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.